Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our beloved listener. I hope you are having fun flowing in love, joy, peace, and compassion. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, and ready to get charged up and nourish yourself with your birthright, your free subscription to as much love, as much joy, as much peace, as much compassion that you like to nourish yourself with it. It's all there. It's all available to every single one of us. We just have to be aware of it, open our heart to it, ask for it, and practice it. And rest assured that as we come across different challenges, as we come across different situations throughout the day, whether it's related to work, relationship, disease, working with others, working with family members, friends, distant people, regardless of how we want to apply it and when we want to apply it, it's always readily available to us. Today is going to be an exciting show. First of all, I'd like to make a very fun announcement that's happening tomorrow, and I'm all excited about it. This is for folks who live in Southern California. There is this concert going on tomorrow, November 19th, 2011, which is Saturday. It starts from 12 p.m. and it goes all the way to 2 a.m. on Sunday. There are many wonderful musicians from different areas that are going to play a lot of good music. And also, during the day, it's going to be many workshops for yoga, tai chi, qigong, belly dancing, also some amazing shows like Firefly, playing with fire. So it's going to be a really exciting time, and it's going to happen in the Fire Garden. And Fire Garden is in a city called Bonsall, California. And the best way to get the information for it is to go to Inner Vibration, I-N-N-E-R, Inner Vibration, vibration.org. The tickets are pretty good. They're just, you know, $20 pre-sale. You can always go to the website, http://innervibration.org, and check out all the wonderful musicians who are going to be there and all the other performers, as well as the ongoing workshops. And there's also going to be food. It's raw vegan cuisine. So it's going to be a really exciting moment, exciting full day, actually. It's going on for 14 hours from 12 noon till 2 a.m. next day. And it's in a beautiful place. It's called the Fire Garden. It's very close to San Diego, and I'll be there. And I look forward to see as many of you who can join us. And Healing Pack has a workshop at 4 p.m. We are going to do some healing meditation work, as always, whether we do it via phone or radio program or in person. The concept is the same, just inviting everyone to flow in love, joy, peace, and compassion, and be aware of our unique connection to divine through our heart, so we can optimize and maximize our energy consumption and nourishing ourselves with energy. So as we deal with different situations throughout the day, throughout the night, we are most efficient, and that's really what we are here for, to learn how to be present in our container, our physical body, and at the same time learn how we can expand energetically, spiritually, and acknowledge our oneness with every other being who lives on Earth or throughout the universes, including all the other beings who live on our planet Earth, Mother Earth, the plants, animal kingdom, water mass and life in water mass, the weather system, communication on Earth, and balance of life on Earth. So it's going to be a lot of exciting moment. And in case you like to send us some information, or you like to ask us a question, or you want to contact us, you can always send us an email to help@healingpack.org. And I've also posted the announcement for the Inner Vibration concert, yoga, and workshops, other related workshops like Tai Chi, Qigong, healing, meditation, on the Facebook page, on the Healing Pack page, HEALINGPAQ. So you can look it up there, and if you have some time to spare tomorrow afternoon, you can always join us and listen to some music, dance, do yoga, do meditation with us, and just have some fun. Today's program is about what is meditation. And it's a very important subject to talk about it. And there are many deep understanding about many forms of meditation, such as yoga, tai chi, qigong, and all sorts of, you know, martial art forms. But we really want to expand that understanding of meditation. So it's very important to acknowledge the state of meditation. So we should ask ourselves, what is the meditation state? And meditation is such state that we accept the responsibility upon ourselves, based on our free will, based on our power of choice, to maintain ourselves in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion as much as possible, as often as possible, throughout the day and night. And the reason we want to do that is when our body is calm, when our mind is calm, when our emotions are at peace, at rest, in a calm state, we can deal with different situations in the most efficient way. And that's really what the key point here is. When an event occurs, it could be related to work, it could be related to family, it could be related to finance and many other situations that may occur. How efficient are we to deal with the situation? How effective are we to deal with the situation? So, are we crawling because we are so exhausted, so tired mentally, emotionally, physically, so nervous, stressed out that we are just putting out our last drop of energy physically, as well as emotionally, as well as mentally, to deal with this situation? Or are we all charged up for it? It's like an athlete who is always ready for a game, who is always ready for a contest, who is always ready for some kind of competition. And that's really the difference. Or maybe I bring another analogy. It's like if I'm using a cell phone and some emergency calls come up, is my cell phone totally out of charge? So any second, it may drop the call because it runs out of battery. Or if I'm driving my car and some kind of situation arises, is my fuel tank so low that I cannot even make it or drive it for a few miles or for a few kilometers? Or it's all filled up with gas. The cell phone is fully charged up. I am fully charged up to deal with that challenge, with that situation. So if you really understand that concept of the practice, the practical aspect of meditation is to maintain our state in love, joy, peace, and compassion as much as possible, as often as possible, as we are dealing with different situations. As I said, if I want to talk about all different situations that it applies, we can probably spend the next of the 2011 bringing examples, but every one of us have our own situation. Some of us may have financial situations. Some of us may have situation in our relationship, in our work, in our, you know, different environment, household, neighborhood, work, and so on and so forth. So it's really up to us to make that decision consciously for ourselves, acknowledging that I like to be more efficient as different situations arise to deal with them. Of course, quite often when something happens, our viewpoint, our perception toward that event is what's most important in respect of getting us charged up to deal with it or drain us. And that really, our perception, our viewpoint, is the first point that we need to become aware of it. And try to have a healthy viewpoint. It's like, if I'm driving and I'm in emergency and I'm trying to get somewhere and I'm in the car and I get a flat tire, okay. And let's say I'm all dressed up and it's raining or it's cold or it's snowing. Okay. I can immediately get pissed off. I can immediately get upset, start yelling and screaming at the car, how late I'm going to be, and try to go deal with the flat tire. Or I can accept the situation, the fact that I got a flat tire. I need to be most efficient dealing with the flat tire. I need to change it as fast as possible. And after changing it, get to wherever I'm heading. And accept that challenge as an opportunity for myself to keep myself most efficient, most optimized, nourish myself, considering that condition, with such meditative state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, maintain myself in that state, instead of immediately fall into the pattern of getting pissed off, getting upset. Because when we do that, we start immediately drain ourselves. The fact that I got a flat tire is already draining. Let's face it. But why do I want to use that excuse to drain myself further? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. If I drain myself as the situation is draining me, then instead of running and dealing with the situation, maybe I get into a position of walking, or maybe even crawling, or maybe even being so drained that I just don't take any action because I'm just too nervous, too upset, too angry, too frustrated, and so on and so forth. Now, once I acknowledge that state, then the question is, when and how can I practice meditation? And I tell you, once we acknowledge that state, once we practice that state as often as possible through day and night, then whatever we are doing throughout the day and whatever we are doing throughout the night can be considered meditation, because I'm staying most charged up, most efficient, most optimized, dealing with the situation. So if I do that, if I maintain that state while I'm cooking, if I maintain that state while I'm helping my kids with homework, if I maintain that state while I'm driving to work and being stuck in traffic, or brushing my teeth, or taking a shower, or even when someone is yelling and screaming at me, I realize those are the situations where it becomes more challenging, but practice makes it perfect. If someone has chosen upon their free will, their power of choice, not to be in that meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and decide to start yelling and screaming at me, for good reason or no good reason, it's again irrelevant. Okay. Acknowledge their choice. Acknowledge the fact that they're doing it. Maybe as they're doing it, we can try to help them if they're open for being helped. But does that mean that I have to fall into that same pattern as they are? I have to go into that same state as they are and drain myself? Not really. Somebody can be yelling, screaming at me, shouting into my face, and I can be standing there calmly, acknowledge their state, acknowledge that they're draining, they're hurting, they're making themselves less and less efficient, they're punching not only themselves right and left, but also to a point that they have reach the saturation point of punching themselves energetically to a point that now they are overflowing that. They are expressing that to others that we happen to be in front of them. But as they are doing that, I can still maintain that state for myself. Now, of course, you may hear about different forms of meditation. These are some of the forms, like yoga, which has originated in India, like Tai Chi and Qigong, which has originated in China. Different forms of martial art, different forms, techniques that have been developed over many thousands of years in these different countries, who recognized the importance of being efficient. If someone does those sports, does those movements, but as they're doing it, they're thinking about some subject that's getting them upset. Or if they're in a classroom environment and they look at somebody next to them and they see, oh my goodness, this person is so easy for them to, you know, touch the floor, or make a wider split, or bend further, and they get uptight over it, or they get frustrated, why aren't I as flexible as someone next to me? Or start comparing themselves with the other folks in the classroom. Or while they are doing it at home, they get frustrated over the fact that, you know, they're not doing the moves as elegant and as peaceful as someone else who's been doing it much longer time. Then can I say that they are in a meditation state? They're doing some kind of meditative form that has been around for many years, many centuries, many millenniums, coming from other countries. And those are all beautiful forms. But no, they're not in a meditation state. They're just practicing a form. Of course, doing any form, practicing anything is good for us because it keeps our body flexible. The more we stay flexible as we grow older, the better chance we have to maintain our muscle structure, our bone, our joints in a better state. So the flexibility is good. Also, we are developing some muscles, which is good because as we grow older, the rate of deterioration of our muscle increases. So in that respect, all that is good. But that's all their gain is. It's really important to acknowledge that such form is most optimized, most elegant, most productive when we also properly manage our thought process, our emotion, as we are managing the flexibility of our body. So when we maintain such flexibility into our mental state, when we maintain such flexibility into our emotional state, and maintain ourselves in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, then we are really meditating, because what happens is we are managing stress. So maintaining that meditation state, that calmness, that peacefulness, that compassion, that love, is most productive for us to manage our stress, which means our body is not under a fight or flight condition. Our emotion, our thought, our mind is not under that. Now, on the other hand, in Western countries, many sports have been developed over short-term or long-term, skateboarding, short-term, ski. skiing short term, maybe some of them longer term, soccer, baseball, football, dancing, which has been going around for many thousands of years. There are forms of different dancing. When we incorporate, when we bring that element of the meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion into those sports, then essentially every one of those we can also claim it to be meditation. When we bring it into cooking, we can claim that cooking to be meditation. You know, some people express such state in their forms of art, whether it happens to be playing music or painting or drawing or writing or poetry, all different types of, you know, art craft. Some people can actually do it in other areas like, you know, construction work, building things, fixing cars, you know, making furniture, sewing, kneading. It really doesn't matter what activity you are engaged in. It can either be as simple as brushing my teeth. Now, these states, maintaining ourselves in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, are most productive throughout the night. Quite often, people may complain of having insomnia. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, when I wake up, am I in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion? Or am I get upset over it? Do I get uptight over it? Are there 10,000 different thoughts, 10,000 different emotions that rush through my body? Am I managing them right? And if the question to the answer is, no, I'm not, I do get upset, I do get frustrated, and those thoughts, those emotions are controlling me instead of me controlling them, then that is really the cause of the insomnia. Now, of course, there are many over-the-counter medication and herbal medication, herbal tea, herbal, prescription or medications or over the counter, different herbal herbs we can get, or tea, it's in tea form or different forms. They will work most optimized when we also manage our thought, our emotion, and bring ourselves into that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and maintain ourselves in that state. Like, bring a simple example. Let's say, all of a sudden at 2 a.m. in the morning, I wake up. I have to go to the restroom. Okay, I'll go to the restroom. I come back and I'm laying there. And I toss to the right, toss to the left, roll here, roll there. It seems like I'm not going to fall asleep that easily. Okay, what do I do next? Yeah, maybe I can get up, watch TV, maybe I can read book, maybe I can try to somehow distract myself. But as I'm reading the book, as I'm watching the TV, as I'm doing whatever, if I constantly looking at my watch and constantly being frustrated over the fact that, oh, I got to get up early tomorrow, why can't I fall asleep? I am prolonging the time that I'm awake. Instead, I can just lay there and say, okay, I'm here, so I'm just going to go into that deeper state of love. Be joyful. Be at peace. Give some compassion to myself. And spend time doing that. I can start having loving conversation with my thought. I can start having loving conversation with my body and can start appreciating my organs. I can start, you know, have a deep hug with different organs or different emotions as they arise, whether it happens to be about me or other people, it doesn't matter. I can give them those hugs, those squeezes, and just love them and have fun doing that. Instead of practicing frustration, instead of being upset, instead of keep on looking at the time, instead of worry about what's going to happen tomorrow if I don't get enough rest. So those are the other choices we have. Those are the alternatives, and that's what we talk about staying optimized, staying charged up. Because meditation for us, maintaining ourselves in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, is like water for our mental well-being, emotional well-being, as water is for our physical well-being. Of course, we recognize that you have to drink water, and when we get thirsty, but besides that, we also acknowledge the fact that if we drink water, we keep our body hydrated. Our mental well-being, our emotional well-being, also requires similar nourishment as our physical body does. And that is maintaining such state for ourselves as often as possible, as much as possible throughout the day and throughout the night, of course. So if someone says, oh, I'm taking this class and it's a meditation class and it's great and blah, 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 just ask them that. So, okay, as you're taking the class, as you're going to the class, whether it happens to be sitting or standing or moving, are you also maintaining yourself in that state outside of the class as you are doing your other activities throughout the day, throughout the night, as you have relations with others, as you deal with your financial situation? Because sports teach us some amount of strength, some amount of flexibility, some amount of agility, some amount of endurance. If we take those concepts, agility, endurance, flexibility, and apply it to other situations in our daily activity, then indeed we are taking that essence of flexibility, endurance, strength, agility, and applying it to our not only physical well-being, but also emotional well-being and as well as mental well-being. So I think we talked enough. So let's practice this to get a feel for it. And as always, it's going to be about 10 minutes guided meditation and about 10 minutes with music. Are you ready? All right. Just close your eyes in a comfortable place. If you're not in a comfortable place, that's fine. Because we are talking about a state. Whether you choose to be sitting, standing, laying down. Whether you happen to be healthy or sick, it doesn't matter. Everybody benefits from that hug, from that love. This is just a self-hug. This is a self-love. We can practice it with every breath. So just focus on your breath. That's your intention. That with every breath, you want to synchronize yourself. That state of being present in love, joy, peace, and compassion. It's like me thinking, oh, if I turn on the TV, if I turn on the radio station, what program do I want to listen on, what channel? Then I flip the channel, the radio, the TV, to that particular channel. Here we are doing the same thing. Of course, many thoughts, many emotions are going to rush because they all want to get our attention. They're like our children. They are indeed our children. Who, the second they realize we have some free time, they want to get our attention. And guess what? Those thoughts, those emotions, which are most stressful, most exhausted, most drained, most frustrated, screaming the loudest, are the ones who want to get our attention first. Some may have more of those than others, but it's all okay. With proper practice, we can calm them down. It takes some practice. It takes some reprogramming. But if we don't do that and we allow those thoughts, those emotions constantly bombard us, then we are not guiding them. They are guiding us, and it's not their job to guide us. It is our job to guide them. Then the second question is, where and how do we want to guide them? So in this case, we are going to guide them toward that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Some may be more persistent than others. Some may be more resistant than others. But it's okay. It's all part of the process. We can celebrate the ones that transform at a faster rate. They calm down. And use those as a way to trust ourselves, to trust and have confidence for ourselves that we are able to do it. So as your eyes are closed, as you're focusing on your breath, attention, changing these phrases as you wish, so they are most heartfelt to you. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized as divine intention. God, I'm your child. Source, I'm your child. Higher self, I'm your child. Collective consciousness, I'm your child. Living on earth, serving you and I, please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that we said it, it's time to practice it. Welcome any thought as it arises. Welcome any emotion as it arises. Instead of categorizing them into good or bad, positive or negative, just acknowledge that we are going to take him with us into that state of love, joy, peace and compassion through hugging it, squeezing it, having a love conversation with them. If I have some challenge with some physical organ pain, sporadic pain, moving pain, pain in my head, pain in my back, arms, shoulder, leg, foot, doesn't matter where it is, I can start, first of all, acknowledging my pain. Second, start having loving, peaceful, joyful, compassionate conversation with that organ. Giving it a massage, touching it. Let it know how much we appreciate it. Let that organ know how much we love it, how much we care for it. Through having loving, joyful, peaceful, compassionate conversation with different organs, we can lift the pressure off of him. Because if you are acting out of frustration, if you are upset every time you feel the pain, it's like a vicious cycle. As we get upset, we put more pressure on our nervous system. As we put more pressure on our nervous system, those pain signals are getting stronger. So we just need to be aware of it and work with it through touching it, through hugging it, through having a mental, emotional conversation. Remember, our brain is the commander. Our heart provider, is the nourisher, is the heart that pumps the blood everywhere throughout our body to provide nourishment, food, air. In our body. So the heart being the provider. And the mind, our brain, being the commander. We can use them both together, collectively, like a team, to calm down that physical organ. Calm down that thought, to calm down that emotion as it constantly, repeatedly arises. Now, if you find this to be challenging and difficult, it's okay, just acknowledge that. Instead of falling back into the old patterns of saying, oh my God, I can't even do this for 3 seconds. Because we haven't been trying it. We haven't been practicing it. What we've been practicing is lack of guiding our thought. Lack of guiding our emotion. Rigidity, stiffness. In our emotional layer, in our mental layer, instead of flexibility and flowing with those thoughts, flowing with those emotions. So what you gotta realize is, by not practicing this and allowing those thoughts, allowing those emotions to do whatever they want in us, we have actually practiced lack of guidance, lack of proper supervision, lack of transforming them, guiding them into a higher state of consciousness, into a more serene state of being present. For some of you, it takes less time than others, but here we are not measuring anything. We're just having fun. That's the other key point. Have fun. Be playful with this. Instead of sitting there stiff. Say, oh, I got to get it in 1 minute. But if you haven't done that for so many years, so many decades, based on our age, how can we expect that it transform in a matter of seconds? In a matter of minutes, in a matter of days. I'm not saying that it takes as many years. Please don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, enjoy the journey. Have fun with the journey you are starting. Not with the destination. It's like saying, if I'm going from Los Angeles to New York, I will postpone having fun when I get to New York. In the meanwhile, I'm going to practice being upset. That's just prolonging, delaying our disciplined responsibility upon ourselves. So, the next second, and the next second, and the next second, instead of postponing it to tomorrow. Postponing it to next week. Just right now. Give yourself a chance. Do it for 5 minutes. Do it for 10 minutes. Now as your eyes are closed, as you set your intention, you can slowly, with your own language, in your own way, sentences, statements that resonate the most with you, ask for support. Ask for healing energy for yourself. You may ask for anything you wish and enjoy the benefit of gaining your wish without having any expectation about the outcome of it. So just breathe deeper, calmer, and as you are doing that, by breathing deeper, calmer, if there is some overwhelming thought or emotion that keeps on rushing in, just say, okay, I know you're there. I'm going to love you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to hug you. And I continue doing that till you slowly start transforming yourself. It's okay to talk to our thoughts. Because it's like the commander talking to the children, the parent talking to the children, the manager talking to the employee. Every breath is deeper and slower than previous breath. On your own language, you can ask for healing energy. God, collective consciousness, source, higher self, request for healing energy for every one of our wonderful listeners who is listening to this program live or listening to archive version. So every one of us learn at our own level, based on our own plan, how to maintain ourselves in that state of love, joy, peace and compassion, nourish and keep ourselves charged up throughout the day and night. We request for participation from Temple of Masters. We request for participation from Temple of Angels. We request for sufficient knowledge for every one of us to learn how to do this with more comfort, with more joy, with more fun, from Temple of Knowledge. And a request for sufficient amount of love and compassion from Tree of Life. Request. Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel during this meditation. Be thankful to yourself for taking the time to be present in the meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, nourishing, guiding, hugging, loving your thoughts, your emotions in the right direction. I hope that you enjoy this technique, and I hope that you practice it as often as possible so you see the benefit of it. And we hope that we will see you tomorrow at the concert doing yoga healing work together. You can go to innervibrate.org, innervibration.org, to get the information about how to get there. Or you can go on the Facebook Healing Pack page and look at the note. We love you all. Till next program, be good, be kind, and treat yourself with most love, with most joy, in a state of peace, and have fun doing it. Love you. Bye-bye.